Hey guys, I'm back with a new episode and I am happy to be recording this episode. I know it's been a couple of weeks since I last recorded and I didn't forget, I am still here. I took some time to myself, as you should every once in a while, just to get your thoughts together, you know, take in everything that's going on around you, being in the present moment and just focusing on yourself. And that's what I decided to do. So quick update. I just came back from the Bahamas a week ago and I got a beautiful ass tan that I love. I got much needed sun, much needed rest, much needed girls time, girls fun, and I really enjoyed myself. So that was a vacation that was planned early on in the year. My mom turned 50 and we decided to go to the Bahamas girls trip with some of her other friends, and we celebrated. We were there for 5 nights and it was just beautiful. Like, I had a great ass time. I laughed so much, I ate so much, I'm regretting it now. And like I said, I got a beautiful tan, sun, met beautiful people, had great food, just overall great vibes. And the Bahamas owes me nothing, child. It was amazing and I would do it again. And I love vacationing. It was long overdue and I'm humbly grateful to be able to travel every year and experience different cultures and just get away. It's how I get back to myself. You know, I wish I could travel every month, and luckily I'm traveling the next 2 months and I love it. Like, I'm grateful. If anybody who hasn't traveled to different countries, I highly recommend it. And if you can't, just getting out, enjoying the summer, getting in the grass, putting your feet in the grass to get grounded, getting in some sun, and just taking out some well-needed time to yourself if you can. I know everyone's situation is different, but you don't have to go out the country to go on vacation. If going on vacation means sitting in your car or just going to the park for a couple of hours or doing something for yourself that's not what you normally do, doing something that makes you feel alive and grounded and alive is important for people to do, because it's a lot going on in the world, child. And amongst what's going on outside of us that we have no control over, we have our personal things that were going on. And a lot of times when we're just caught up in the routines of just working and taking care of the bills and taking care of the family, we don't realize that we're not taking care of ourselves. We're not taking care of our mental, our physical, and we get burnt out. So that being said, I went on vacation, had a great time. And, you know, now that I work from home with my new job that I manifested, and I believe I spoke about this in my last episode, so it's been a little over a month since I've been here, and things are going great. Like, working from home is the most amazing thing, everything I ever wanted. The freedom, no one's at my back, no one micromanaging me, getting up, you know, working, getting off at 5 o'clock. And the rest of the day is up to me for what I want to do. You know, I'm not glued. I have my whole day basically to just focus in on my work. I have a lot of, you know, times when it's downtime where I could just, you know, do whatever, check my social media, do whatever, clean the house. Just, it's just different when you are in the comfort of your home, you know. My home, I consider, is peaceful. And when I'm at home, I'm happy. So it's a different type of feeling. And I love it. So that being said, I have been wanting to record. And I just wanted to ensure that, you know, I was in the best headspace to record. And I was laying here on the couch after I got off work, and I'm just scrolling on social media, and I came across a post, and it was about submitting in a relationship. So it was interesting because I went on a girl trip, as I just said, and we had this conversation. Like, what does it mean to be submissive in a romantic relationship? And, you know, one of the ladies said, you know, when people say they submit, it just sounds very when people say they submit, it sounds like very like toxic in a sense, because you are, you know, going against the grain and you're not being yourself and you're doing something to please someone, and it just doesn't sound, I guess, to the Bible or some type of stuff she was saying. Like, it just doesn't sound right when she hear other women say they submit, and she's submitted in the past based upon her version of what she felt like was submitting, and she ended up, you know, being in different situations with men where the relationship didn't work out. So how is that working out if you're submitting and you're not getting anything out of it? So everyone has their version of what submission means to them. And my version of what submission means is when you are in a relationship with someone, and I say relationship because I'm not submitting to someone that we're just dating. We're just fuck buddies. You know, it's just casual, no strings attached, whatever. Like, it has to be something solidified. And when you submit to someone, you have the intentions on, okay, this is the person I want to be with. This is the person that I could see a future with. If it leads to marriage, that's a great thing. If it leads to a family, that's even a better thing. And this person makes me feel protected. This person makes me feel safe. I feel like I can trust this person. This person loves me for me. I can be my full self around this person. This person understands me, and vice versa. This person reciprocates the same energies that, you know, I give to them, and we feed off of each other's positive energies. It's not the perfect situation, but we don't go to bed at night mad at each other. We discuss our problems. This person makes me feel protected. This person is a provider. This person, I know that if something was to go wrong, whether it was a financial situation, a situation where I needed you to be there for me, any type of situation where I needed you there, you were able to be there for me and make me feel safe and protected and came up with a solution, offered me some advice. And that goes back and forth, you know, because as women, we want to be able to submit to a man that has those qualities, but we also have to have something that also we bring to the table. And I know a lot of times I've said, you hear women say, you know, I am the table. Yeah, you are the table, but you know, it's more than just a sexual thing that you bring to the table. It has to be a mental thing. It has to be good qualities about yourself, good qualities if that person sees that you can be, you know, someone they can come to in a case of emergency. If it's a mental thing, they can come to you and speak to you about things. If it's something, you know, involving having children, you know, you have that motherly instinct. Or when it comes to just anything that requires you being a human being that's understanding to a situation or an event or any good things, bad things that happen, that you're able to put towards some type of substance in that situation that makes you feel like you can be, you know, a union in a relationship. So as a woman who's an alpha woman, who's a woman that is, you know, in control of her own life, meaning, you know, I don't have kids and I'm dominant and I know what I want, and, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've built everything from the ground up. You know, I have a lot at stake. And when I choose to involve myself with someone, whether it's a relationship or friendship, I'm very cautious at this day and age, about to be 30 in a couple of weeks. Like, I'm very cautious about who I involve myself with, who I allow into my circle. And yes, it gets very lonely when you realize, like, damn, I ain't got that many friends. But it's like, I'd rather have quality people in my life over the quantity of people in my life. About to be 30 next month. I've been through many friendships, okay? And I remember times when I had cliques of friends, you know, high school, earlier in my 20s, you know, just groups of girls that I hang out with. We partied, we had fun, and some shady things happened, and more than likely it was from that person, and you know, the friendship ended. And those are people that I was very close to, people that, you know, I've considered family sort of, or people that I let in. And I'm a type of person that I don't really like to let people in. I'm guarded and protective. And I wouldn't say that I have deep-rooted trust issues, but everyone has some form of trust issues. But I feel like I could say that now that I know better, I do better. And yes, I have slight trust issues, but it's not to the point where I would allow that to prevent me or, you know, what's the word? I would allow that to block me from my blessings or allow me from meeting the right people and sharing great experiences with new people because I'm holding on to grudges and stuff like that. Like, I've forgiven the past. I've moved on. You know, I don't have those moments where, oh, don't say that person's name, or, you know, I get triggered by certain things. You know, yes, it's allowed me to shape and rethink things and question things a little bit more than me just being open to just whatever. But it's just more of a me being protective over me, you know, me making sure that, you know, okay, I've been here before. I know better. I'm going to do better. I'm not going to just allow certain things. I have boundaries. I've been in situations before that's put me in this place to be a little bit more wiser than I once was before. So that being said, when I allow people into my life, you know, when I notice that something's iffy, shady, my intuition tells me I start to feel funny around you, I trust that. Like, I trust it. And it's not even me speaking from a broken or anything type of standpoint. It's speaking from, now that I know better, I'm going to do better. It's speaking from having the experience to know that, okay, I've been here before. It didn't work out. The signs are here again. I'm not going to allow myself to be in this situation again. And I'm going to remove myself. Or if I don't, the situation is going to end up just, you know, dissolving anyways, because spirit has my back, child. And I'm highly protected, and my angels got me, spirit got me. They're gonna take me out of a situation that I don't belong in if I am blinded, or if I wait too long to decide or make a decision to remove it myself. And back to being submissive, I feel like a lot of men and a lot of just partners, whoever you involve yourself with, you know, they want you to do wifey things, meaning cook for you and clean and be sexy and do all these things, and they haven't done anything to show you that they are worthy for you to do that. Like, I'm not going to just be doing things for someone that hasn't shown me that I'm valuable in that person's life. I have to question my value in this person's life, if, or question anything. When the person is right for you, you will know. You know, you won't have to question. You won't have to ask people if you're, you know, if you're bugging for how you feel. It's something you won't question. You'll just know that that person is for you. And when a person isn't for you, you will know it. You will feel it. And your body and soul will really sort of like reject any given person, situation, whether it's a job, whether it's, you know, a place you're visiting, whether it's a person, a thing, anything. Your spirit will reject it naturally. Like, your body will tell you, give you all the senses that, okay, this isn't for me. This isn't for me. And as women, especially women who has a lot at stake because they've built everything from the ground up, we're not going to just be out here getting on our knees and saying, yes, I do. And, you know, be so willing, be so nice, be so able, be so welcoming, be so, you know, giving and not just giving a material thing, just giving your whole vibration, your whole soul, what you bring into someone's life to make it better for them to not give anything in return. But expect you to give your all and then for them to say, okay. There has to be some type of balance on that level for a woman to say, okay, I want to listen to what this man has to say and trust that he can lead, and I know that I'm going to be okay in any given situation, and vice versa. Because when you are investing your life, your being with someone that you say you love, you're in love with, you have to trust that things are going to be okay even when they're not okay. And don't let that go over your heads. Because no situation is perfect per se, but if there are little things that a person feels like they can't even improve on, and that doesn't require them changing themselves, it just requires habits that didn't work for them in the past that they're bringing into a relationship that they thought they were prepared for, and vice versa. You can think that you've healed from certain things and believe that you've moved on from certain things until you get into a situation with someone and you realize that you're not healed, and that's okay. But you have to be honest about certain things in order for things to work out. And those are just little things: communication, honesty, love, respect, time, attention, partnership. That requires submission. And I'm that type of person that I've never really felt like I could fully submit to some person, because there was always something that made me feel like, okay, this is not the situation that's supposed to be there for me. And the times I've showed some sort of submission where I'm just kind of like, okay, let me surrender and just do me, be me. Because I know I'm a loving person. When I love hard. When I care about somebody, I want to make them happy. I do things. I give my all to a person, whether it's a friendship, a job. Like, I am a person that gives my all 100%. I'm not a half-ass person. I'm not a half-ass friend. I'm not a half-ass a worker. I'm not a half-ass person in a relationship. So for me to give some of me is a lot, because I am a lot type of person. I'm a person that I'm not for everybody. So when I do open up myself, I expect you to do the same, reciprocate the same type of energy. And I think that's where people get the submission word confused. A lot of guys, because I'm speaking, because that's my preference, you know, want you to just be willing to just do certain things. And it's kind of like when you say, oh no, or you question it, or you speak against it, they're kind of like, oh, so maybe, you know, this isn't for me. Or they start to question or make you feel like you're doing something wrong. Or sometimes a lot of guys get intimidated or look elsewhere outside the relationship or whatever they may be thinking, because they want you to just be this yes, submissive woman when they haven't even done the basics to make you feel protected, to make you feel like you can, in any given situation, be there. And I am a woman that feels like, yes, I would love to be with someone, and I will. And I speak that into existence because I know that that will happen, where I will feel comfortable to submit to a man, my husband, the person that's a provider, the one that protects me, the one that supports my dreams and ambitions, my goals, the one that feeds off of positive energy. And I can do the same. It's not about, you know, a man paying for everything. You know, there's always these topics of conversations where, oh, 50-50 this and 50-50 that. Like, I'm so sick of hearing that. Like, naturally, if you're in a bomb-ass relationship, a bomb-ass marriage, you won't even think about stuff like that. Think honestly. When you're in a relationship where the energy is reciprocated, it doesn't matter. Because you know, he got me, I got him. We are together, we are one, and that's just what it is. When you're questioning 50-50 and all this other BS, that's because you are on the wrong type of vibrational energy with the wrong type of person. Because a real person is just going to be that person that they're supposed to be with the right person they're supposed to be with naturally. You choose a person that chooses you. And you attract on the level of vibration that you're currently on. So the last thing I'm going to say is make sure that you take time out to yourself, whatever stage you're in. Go on that vacation, you know, take a time out for yourself to do something for you to make you feel alive. And make sure that you focus on yourself and ensure that your mental is together. You're stable financially. You're healing. You're growing. You're happy within yourself. You're so happy within yourself that when the right person, the right job, the right situation comes along, it would naturally attract that high vibrational energy that you're in. And if you're not there, get yourself there. Don't allow yourself to just sit in question and doubt and thinking and overthinking. Be present. Do things that think about what you could do now to shift your energy to be in a more positive wavelength. And you'll start to see little things, because it's not always the big things. It's not always about a vacation or stuff like that, because a lot of people can't do that. But you'll start to see little things switch day by day because you chose to be present and shift your energy for the positive, for the better, for the higher vibration. Submit to those who submit to you and reciprocate the same energies that allow you to feel in your woman, in your femininity, in your essence. And that's my message for you guys. See you soon.